Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 468 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about the 9-0 Texas A&M Fighting Aggies. What a time. We're going to talk about my renewed commitment to hobbies that may or may not have anything to do with Mississippi State's football season. And we're going to talk about some of the stuff that we have been watching lately. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our first episode for November is all about a podcast that we listen to called Unicorn Girl. My word, everybody. We're going to break that down. And we have book club coming up at the end of the month. We're going to read The Bright Years by Sarah Damoff, and she is going to join us on the episode. So that will be super fun. As always, we would love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And finally, don't miss our 2025 holiday gift guide. There's no audio for it, but it's a public post on Patreon. You can see some of our favorites. Alrighty, everybody, here we go with episode 468. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, the Fighting Texas Aggies are 9-0 on the season.
Listen, 9-0, what is this life?
I don't know. I actually do not know what this life is.
I didn't know either. Everybody's, guess what we can't do? Go 8-4. It's impossible to go 8-4.
That's true. That's very
this point.
True.
Yeah. We have broken the 8-4 curse. We have won a road game against a ranked team in November. It just feels like a new day.
Yes.
And I'm so excited. I have a couple things to say. Number one, I felt good about it. So my friend Christy sent Gully and I an article this past week, and we'll put a link to it in the show notes.
Okay.
But it's about the Elkos. And it kind of talks about their decision to come to A&M and all the stuff that was going on with like Mark Stoops and just all the shenanigans that were going on. And the way the Elkos, but I'm going to tell you what came out in this article that made me think we are in a new season. And it is that Michelle Elko. Talked about, who I've talked about with her Elko era chain, that Michelle Elko, they're just two kids from Jersey. They met at University of Pennsylvania. They are not going to let this change them. When she was having the donors to their house, she picked up some pinwheels that she likes from Sam's Club.
That's fantastic.
And that she has a fake coach purse, admittedly, that's full of Kohl's cash.
Oh, well, then that's relatable.
Like, the Lord is going to honor that humility. Lord is going to honor that humility with football success. Because you know what I would be if my husband was the coach of the Fighting Texas Aggies and we were 9-0? I'd be rolling up like L'Oreal Sarkeesian. I would be like, where is my personalized golf cart so I can roll into this stadium? I will admit it. That's who I would be.
Yes.
And the Lord isn't going to honor that. But
He
wouldn't, but he is going to honor the Kohl's cash.
He absolutely will honor the Kohl's cash. The Lord will honor a card you need to get, you continue to get stamped at the nail salon. You know what
I'm saying.
The Lord will continue to go before. If you are checking out at the garden center and making sure that you get a hole punch on the on the frequent shopper card, but maybe where the Lord might withhold a blessing, Melanie, is when you are entirely Gucci themed for an outing.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. And I just appreciate the way, here's what they are. And I've said this. The Elkos, I mean this in the most sincere, lovely way, they're meat and potatoes.
Yeah,
they're just salt of the earth. It's what we've needed. I feel like we've had a snake oil salesman as a coach. I feel like we had somebody who was fighting a lot of demons as a coach.
Right.
I feel like we had Coach Fran who wouldn't have been excited and shown life on the sideline if we had set him on fire.
No.
And it just feels like we've just got real people. And this article is, I nearly sent it to you earlier, but I'll send it to you today. But it's fascinating because it talks about just how smart he is and like his football mind. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying that like that Missouri game, to watch Aggie football, which I have been doing for low over 40 years, but to watch Aggie football and be like, it's going to be fine. We're going to win this game. I know we're going to win this game. I don't know what that feeling is.
You know I don't know what that feeling is either, but I want that feeling. I want to have that feeling. Having not experienced that when it comes to football, I'm so glad that you are getting a taste of that. I really thought that Missouri game could be pretty tough because you're playing there. You were playing there. And I have said before, like their fans have shown up. They are tough in their, in their stadium. And so I do think that's a really impressive road win and, that y'all really got handled, pretty definitively from the get. So that was a good one. I'm very excited for y'all to come away with a W there.
It felt really good. You will appreciate. So I watched it Saturday. I was just home. I was by myself. Perry was at the ranch. I was just sitting here watching with Piper and Mabel. I freaked Mabel out multiple times because I got so excited. But when it ended, Retha sent me a voice text and she was just like, I know you are so excited. And I'm happy for you. She was like, I'm just so thrilled for you. And I messaged her back and I said, that is so sweet. And I appreciate it so much. And I said, I have to tell you that if this situation were reversed, I would not be happy for you.
That's right. That's right. I wouldn't. That's just honest.
Just me being honest. Uh-huh. I was like, I wouldn't. And so she laughed and she said she wouldn't let her husband listen to the message. And he was like, I'm with Mel. I wouldn't be happy for you either. Mm-hmm. And I said, we are who we are, you know? But anyway, it feels good. I felt for Mississippi State because I feel like Georgia really showed up strong in Starkville. They really feel like they kind of put it together
this past weekend. They really did.
Everybody is officially in a holiday mode. The weather has cooled off. It's time for cozy season. We're thinking about hosting. And so while you're doing that, I want to talk to you about your mattresses. Do you have a jank mattress in your guest room that needs to be replaced before your mother-in-law comes? Do you want to amp up your game and make your home a little more comfortable and treat yourself to a great new mattress? Because sometimes you look up and go, oh, we've had the same mattress for 25 years. Maybe it's time to get a new one. So while you're preparing for the holiday season, don't forget to think about your mattress because it is cozy season, y'all. It's a time that we want to be in our good, cozy beds. Here's the great thing about Helix. You take a sleep quiz. It matches you with the perfect mattress based on your personal preference and sleep needs, so it makes buying a mattress easy. And Helix is the most awarded mattress brand. It's tested and reviewed by experts like Forbes and Wired. You get free shipping and seamless delivery, so they deliver it right to your door with free shipping in the United States. And here's the other thing, you get a 120-night sleep trial and a limited lifetime warranty, so you can figure out if you actually love your mattress and if you're happy with it. So Helix wants you to be completely satisfied. Sometimes that's so hard to know when you're in a department store trying to test out a mattress if you're actually going to like it. Right now, you can go to helixsleep.com/bigboo, and from now until December 1st, you can get 27% off site-wide. This is exclusive for listeners of Big Boo. helixsleep.com/bigboo. Make sure you enter our show name in the post-purchase survey so they know that we sent you. helixsleep.com/bigboo for 27% off from now until December 1st.
My sister and I went to the game and there were a couple of things. What I will say this, it was an 11 o'clock game.
Right? Yeah, that's tough.
It's tough, but SEC Nation was in Starkville. The junction was packed. Mm-hmm. There were so many people who had come out for SEC Nation. And for an 11 o'clock game, for any game, the student section was packed. The stadium, like the season ticket holder part of the stadium, was way more full than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the entire area behind the Georgia bench was filled with red and black. I mean, there were many Georgia fans at that game. And we even, my sister and I noticed when we were driving over to Starkville Saturday morning, just a lot of Georgia tags on the road with us. Mm-hmm. So they did have, they had a really good showing as a team. They had a really good showing from their fan base.
But there were some small W wins for the day. It was the annual Mississippi State Veterans Day halftime show, which is always a treat when mm-hmm. they salute the different branches of the yes. military. They did fire a cannon repeatedly during that, and that was a little bit jarring for me personally. I could not seem to get used to the rhythm of it, but nonetheless, it was fine. Mm-hmm. We had some people who parachuted into the stadium with a red, white, and blue theme. That was terribly exciting.
Oh, I love that.
Yes,
yeah.
When they came all in and landed, and everybody landed mm-hmm. upright, and that was fantastic. And then it really was a day where you just sort of cherish your friends and the snacks and yeah. all that. But I did wake up that Saturday morning before we left, and we left early. I picked my sister up at 7 because the game was 11 and, you know, I had to get there and park and mm-hmm. all that. But the night before, Mississippi State hosted it was the first annual Diamond Dog Classic, and they had
I saw pictures of this.
Oh my gosh. And I had it on my calendar, but, you know, we thought we were going to be at the beach this past weekend, and so I didn't even try to get tickets. So it's an alumni baseball game, and I know that this is going to sound weird. It won't sound weird to Melanie, because A&M would do something similar, but it was mm-hmm. an alumni baseball game. I can't remember the exact number of former baseball players who came back for this game, but it was around 50.
Wow.
The head coaches, there was Thunder and Lightning were the two teams. Rafael mm-hmm. Palmeiro coached one. Will Clark coached the other. Because they were Thunder and Lightning when they were at Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. And just all our favorites were back. And I woke up Saturday, and I have been off of Instagram, but I very deliberately went on Instagram because I was like, I want to see the pictures and I want to see videos. And it was the sweetest thing. Over 10,000 people showed up for that baseball
game. That's crazy. Listen, that is crazy town. I love it.
I mean, That's a certain kind of culture. And mm-hmm. so I just held on to that. I held on to the hope of baseball season as I sat there at the yes. football game on Saturday. You know, it's basketball season. We, mm-hmm. we've won a game. That could go pretty well. So I'm really just trying to focus on the promise of what's down the road.
Yes.
Because I don't know that, listen, we've already won one more game than we did last season. So that's mm-hmm. that's good.
Yes.
I would still love to beat Ole Miss. We have to play Missouri at Missouri next week, which I don't think is going to be ideal for us. But anyway, it's just, it's a year we learn, we grow, we hope in what's to come with baseball. And, it's not necessarily going to be a year of dreams realized for the Mississippi State Bulldogs. So that's just where we are. So
I get anyway. It. But mm-hmm. sometimes, here's the thing. Sometimes we're just in it for the snacks.
That's
you
it.
Know what I
that's
mean?
It.
Like you just have to know. Some seasons, I've spent a lot of seasons where I've wanted to be in it for more, but it mm-hmm. turns out I was just in it for the snacks.
Yeah.
And this year, you know, there again, I'm fully drinking the Kool-Aid. Now I'm like, well, how can I go to the SEC championship and the national championship?
That's right. That's right.
That's where I am now. I'm probably mm-hmm. getting ahead of myself a little bit. But
I say enjoy. I say hope and hope and hope again. So
that's what I'm saying.
I don't mean to say that your football success is equal to this, but I will, in all humility, admit that today in June's journey, I helped to rescue June's fiance, Jack, from a mine that was about to explode. So that's just going to be my personal sort of vow to myself, is the energy that I would put into football if we were in a really good situation at this point in the year. I'm going to put into June's journey.
That's fair.
I'm delighted. I feel like June and Jack have a wedding that's supposed to happen soon, and I'll look forward to that.
Thank goodness you saved him.
I know. Thank goodness you got him out of that mine. I mean, it was real dicey.
Yeah.
And June's had to sign off. She's had to sign away her whole island in order to get Jack back. But we're going to work through that too. So, I have that to hold on to. I'm going to Center and Balance Pilates tonight, which is my favorite. I've missed that the last couple of weeks. So we're just going to find other things to enjoy. And then we'll watch the Aggies as they move through and navigate the postseason.
I know. Listen, and here's where I am with it. I'm so excited. Our game this Saturday is at 11 a.m. And I told Gully, I said, I don't even care. I will be happy to get up and cheer this team on, even though it means I'm going to have to wake up at probably 7:30 Saturday morning.
Yes.
That Saturday is going to last a million years. By the time Texas and Georgia play later that night, I will have been up for 4 days. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's exactly how I felt this past Saturday. By the time we got home, because I'd gotten up at 5:30, we left at 7, go to the game. We get home late in the afternoon. Anyway, by the time Auburn and Vandy, by the time that game was over, which that was a fantastic game, by the way.
It was a fantastic game. And also, I'm going to say, Auburn, I see the life that you showed after you didn't have Hugh Freeze on the sidelines.
How about DJ Durkin, who I know is not your favorite, but DJ Durkin is smiling on the sidelines.
Yeah.
He's interacting with the players. It was, but that was a great game. But
it was
honestly
a great game.
By like 8:30 Saturday night, I was like, okay, I'm done. That's it for me. I've lived a whole life today and I'm
you
tired.
Had mm-hmm. yeah that's a long day I know yeah. that's a long day that's we're gonna go in I'm gonna go in Friday. Gully just texted me, I think we've decided there's a basketball game Friday night, so I think we're gonna go to the basketball game.
Okay. A little buckyball
see a little buckyball in person and see what that looks like. And then I was like, then we're going to the game at 11, and then I think she and John are driving back Saturday, and I was like, I just don't know that I will have the strength to get in my car and drive back on Saturday.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna need to take a beat.
Yeah, I think so too. That's going to be
a long day.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I remember a few years ago when we realized that our bathroom floor had this spot that always stayed wet, and we determined that it was actually a leak that had been there for a long time. And it was a reminder that owning a home is amazing until it's not. And so one minute you're living life and you're thinking about spending money on a trip, and then the next you realize that you're ankle deep in water because you have a leaking pipe. Here's the thing, repairs don't care about timing. They don't care that it's the holiday season, and they definitely do not care about your budget. Regular homeowners insurance usually doesn't cover a lot of the day-to-day wear and tear, like plumbing failures and HVAC breakdowns and all of those things. You're often on your own and you're not prepared. That's where HomeServe comes in. So it's like a subscription for your home. For as little as $4.99 a month, they have got your back. Because repairs hit fast, so you could be searching for a contractor in a panic, or you could already be on the phone with HomeServe's 24/7 hotline scheduling a repair. I know which one I would prefer. It's super simple. You choose a plan for your needs and your budget, and so when something on your plan goes wrong, just call their 24/7 hotline to start the repair process. Help protect your home systems and your wallet with HomeServe against covered repairs. Plans start at just $4.99 a month. Go to homeserve.com to find the plan that's right for you. That's homeserve.com. It's not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.
Did you have, I know you were fully committed to the Aggies and to their journey against the Missouri Tigers, but did you have any side eyes or ICUs over the weekend?
I will say, I will give an ICU to Indiana for pulling out that last minute win. That really was one of the most incredible receptions I've ever seen in the end zone. Like, yes. I don't know how he got his toe down in that end zone.
Oh my gosh. But
he did. I mean, no offense to Indiana fans. I was kind of hoping y'all were going to lose because that would push us up to a higher position, but that's fine. You know, it's all fine. But I mean, listen, what a win, what a catch. I mean, that's what makes champions is when you make those kind of plays. So I thought that was super impressive. Auburn, I thought, played some great football. I thought LSU looked better. I mean, I thought it's kind of, I don't know. They looked like a better team than they had, considering all that they, and listen, if any team has been through it in the last 2 weeks, when your governor's getting involved, you've been through it. You've been through it as a team. So
there's been some drama for sure.
I know. So what about you? Any ICUs?
I thought Auburn had the most incredible sort of 1-2 punch at the end of their game against Vandy when he scored. He had a one-handed catch that helped to get that game into a winnable situation for them. And then a one-handed catch with the other arm for the 2-point conversion. I thought that was pretty amazing. Listen, I want to give Diego Pavia a side eye. I mean, an ICU, but I also kind of want to give him a side eye I'm torn there because he is such a leader on that team. I feel like here's what I thought watching that game. I thought it because he can, you know, he's just he listen, he's brash and he's cocky. But he also has receipts and results. And I recognize that. But I thought if I had taught him when he was in high school, we would have had a fight once a week. I would have had to put him in the hall once a week and try to instill some humility there. So I don't know where I land on that. He is impressive. And he is certainly making a case for himself with the Heisman and whatnot. But I don't know. I wouldn't be mad if he dialed it down a little bit. I will also give an I see you to Cole's new jacket.
It was good.
It was so good. I don't know if you noticed, Melanie. I texted him yesterday and I said, you had lapel pins.
He did.
He had three lapel pins, which Catherine had mentioned this summer that she had seen some different things on men's jackets where they had, you know, like lapel pins or like not a brooch, but like some sort of something.
Yeah.
And so I said, hey, you had lapel pins. Was that supposed to represent your three kids? And he was like, oh no, you'll have to ask Kat. Like, I don't know. So I want to dig into that. And
do want to know about that.
And find out more. And so that, and then Oregon staying in it hits a last minute field goal to beat Iowa. And they were playing at Iowa, which I feel like in the rain, in the cold, like I feel like that was a tough, tough environment to win in. But they got it done and they're staying in it. And they're keeping it interesting. They're keeping it interesting.
I agree. I totally agree. I thought there were some great games. I thought it was a good day of football.
Day of football. Did you have any side eyes at all?
I'm going to give a side eye to the College Football Playoff Committee.
Here we go.
I want to be happy with where I am. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I want to be happy. I'm so thrilled that the Aggies are number three. But first of all, the fact that the head of the committee got our quarterback's name wrong gives me pause as to how much they know about football.
It should.
The fact that we're going to continue to put Notre Dame and Texas with two losses in that committee, I have a lot of questions about, are you even watching football?
But
are
you paying attention? We knew this would happen.
I know, but it doesn't mean that I'm not outrageously angry about it. This isn't Jesse Palmer's fault. It's not his fault, but I'm going to say that during our game, we're dominating Missouri, by the way. Like, it's the fourth quarter, so it's clear. Like, we have come out, we have won this game against a really good defense. And, you know, I know Indiana had that really tough game against Penn State, who's lost five in a row, that they had to win in the last 10 seconds. But the fact that Jesse Palmer says something, he was like, you know, if this team can finish out, you could make the case that they should be in the SEC championship. And I'm like, do you think, Jesse? Do you think we should? Mm-hmm. Because we're undefeated. We've had three ranked road wins that now people are like, well, but LSU's not going to be ranked anymore. Well, I'm like, well, y'all still got Notre Dame sitting up there pretty. And so why doesn't that count as a quality win? Mm-hmm. You have the Longhorns who lost to Florida, who lost to Kentucky this week.
And who lost by a lot to Kentucky.
By a lot. Uh-huh. And so I'm like, I just question. I'm like, can we get some people who are actually watching football? And I know this is why we're glad we have the playoff. It's going to work itself out. We're going to play. Everybody's going to play each other and we'll see what's going to happen. But it still feels like it's a very flawed system because I think the people who are voting I don't know that they watch football. Cause I'm sorry, if you're a football fan, you know the name Marcel Reed. And if you don't, then you need to see yourself to the door.
Listen, I understand all these things.
Thank you.
I'm going to say something to you that we have said to one another in regards to real things before, in our actual lives. Which is just keep your head down and walk your road.
Yeah,
you keep your head down and you walk your road. Because I do think, and again, this may be my own loser mentality showing, so please excuse me if it is. But I think the last thing you want is a bunch of people who are shouting A&M's praises from
the
rafters. And again, I don't mean to be superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
That's
and fair. I think... it's just better to fly under the radar and surprise people.
I agree.
So keep yammering, everybody, about Notre Dame, and keep yammering about Texas and how either they're underrated or those are two quality losses or what have you. Mm-hmm. And I think Aggies, keep just keep tending to your business.
That's right.
And it's hopefully all going to even out in the wash. I would be more concerned if all of a sudden I were to turn on game day and everybody was singing A&M's praises. I'd be like, oh, Lord. Yep.
That's true.
So,
that's a good word. Thank you, Mrs. Hudson, for that timely word. You're right. And I did think that. I was like, we need to just keep our head down, and we're getting a lot of good bulletin board material, which isn't a bad thing to have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder.
No, never.
You know. And I will say that Kirk Herbstreit is back in love with us. And I, you know, I've been in a fight with Herbstreit.
For some years.
Mm-hmm. My heart softened towards him when he lost his dog last year. Because
that's
awful.
Understandable. And that's awful. Yes.
Yeah. But he was very complimentary of us on game day on Saturday. And he really is a big fan of Marcel Reed. And so my heart has softened again towards Herbstreit. We can be friends again. And I know somewhere he's breathing. I know he's breathing a sigh of relief. I know.
He's going to be so happy to hear this, though he does not know us.
Yeah.
He's going to be so happy.
War is over. War is over for us, Kirk. We're back in love.
Oh,
so congratulations on that.
I'm going to tell y'all that this week was a happy time for me because the weather finally cooled off enough and I was able to put my Bowl and Branch waffle blanket on my bed. It's so cozy and I love my Bowl and Branch bedding so much. Right now, you're stocking up on gifts during holiday sales and all these people that you have to buy for, but you've got to remember to treat yourself. Whether you're long overdue or always make it a point to treat yourself to, you need to make your gift to self extraordinary this year with Bowl and Branch sheets. Y'all, I'm telling you, they are my favorite. I cannot wait to get in bed. They are so soft. They wash like a dream. These would be the best gift to give to yourself or to somebody on your list. And right now, Bowl and Branch's best sale of the year is happening right now, 25% off site-wide. So you start with Bowl and Branch's best-selling signature sheets made with the perfect balance of softness and breathability. Then you can layer in their duvet, their waffle blankets, their throw blankets. It's so dreamy. It comes with a 30-night guarantee so you can shop worry-free. I cannot tell you how much I love Bowl and Branch. It has changed my bedding forever. So you can feel the quality. It has made me sleep cooler. They wash up like a dream. They're so soft. You'll never go back to your old bedding. Give yourself and your loved ones the most extraordinary feeling with 25% off site-wide, plus free shipping and extended returns during Bowl and Branch's best sale of the year. Shop now at bowlandbranch.com/bigboo with code bigboo. That's Bowl and Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com/bigboo, code bigboo for 25% off. Exclusions apply.
Now, I will say, on a Texas A&M note, I do want to say that one thing that I got to do last week, and my friend Christy gave me the inside track to do, because I don't know how, she's been doing it for years, but Caroline and I handed out, it was Aggie Ring Day, and we got to hand out Aggie rings at the former Students Association.
What
and I'm going to tell you that... I'll do that forever. Like anytime there's a place for me to be there, I will do it. It is the most joyous. Like everybody's happy. It's such a fun day. People come in and you've got your family and your friends and everybody's celebrating and they're cheering. And you just see these families and you see these parents that are bawling because this is the first kid in their family that's ever even gone to college.
I love it.
You just see every race, I mean, the diversity and the different people and the traditions and the families and the ones that are like, you know, fifth generation Aggie that know exactly what they're doing and this is, we're going to do the ring and the whole thing. And then the ones that are like, what do we do? Like, do we just give it to them here? How do we do it? And it was just the sweetest. I left, my heart was so full. It was it was such a fun. I was like, this is the stuff. See, this is why even when I was in it just for the snacks, I was like, this is the stuff that makes A&M great, is that tradition. And so it was super fun. We had a great time.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I love the chance to celebrate the things that make a place distinctive and special, you know? And so that's certainly one for y'all. And so how can that be anything but a delight, you know?
It was so good. And I'm going to tell you, Carolyn and I, some of our favorite, listen, we looked at some outfits You know what I mean? Bet. Because you have people that are dressed. I mean, you've got sequins. You've got everything. I mean, then you have one guy just showed up in like his shorts with his roommate and he was like,
yeah,
nah, I don't need a picture. You know, like no. He's like, but it's so fun to see, like, we saw some fantastic maroon dresses. I'm going to tell you that.
Well, I mean, I can only imagine the amount of thought that has gone into the mm-hmm. the wardrobe for such a day, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You got to think about it. It's a lot of pictures. It's a lot of pictures. So anyway, so there's that.
Well, one thing that we both have done in the last week, and this is because you started this and then you told me that I needed to do this too. And so I did, because again, I'm trying to fill up my life with hobbies.
Yes.
And trying to fill up my life with alternate activities to football. And I am also, to be fair, I'm also trying to write a book, and I did do some writing yeah. last week.
Oh, good.
So yeah. Yeah. Cause I'm trying to stay off of social media and actually write. And so that's been a whole thing. Cause you know, there's that whole process with, like, you go sit down for the first time, you're like, okay, mm-hmm. I've done this before, but how do yeah. I do this? I don't. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so I did do some writing, but in between, I had one day last week where I had a ton of errands and I was like, okay, Melanie told me that I need to listen to this podcast. So while I'm running errands, I'm going to start listening. And that mm-hmm. was all she wrote for me.
Listen.
Because that was my next 2 days. So please, Melanie, tell the people about the podcast that you started listening to and passed along.
Y'all, it is called Unicorn Girl. And it came out, I think, in August, and a friend had told me, hey, you need to listen to this podcast, Unicorn Girl. And I just hadn't had time to listen mm-hmm. to it. And she said, you're not going to believe it. The whole thing starts in Jen Hatmaker's For the Love book launch team.
Yes.
So I started it when I drove to Houston. Caroline had a book signing in Houston last Monday. And so I was driving to Houston and back, and I started it. And when I tell you that I drove all the way to Houston with my mouth hanging mm-hmm. open, like mm-hmm. I was like, just when you think, like, well, this can't get crazier. Like, mm-hmm. I thought after episode one, and then it keeps getting crazier.
Yeah.
It is about this woman named Candace Rivera and just basically the con artist that she is.
And it's something else.
It is something else. It is a lesson in, y'all, we got to trust our gut.
We do. We do. Listen, we got to exercise discernment. We're going to yes. do a Patreon episode about it, and we're going to record it this week. But it's just, it's mind-blowing, mind-boggling. It points to some, I think, just some specific societal ills.
Yes.
it's bananas.
It's bananas. Like, I can't, like, I felt like all, if you talked to me last week, here's what I told you. You've got to listen to Unicorn Girl.
Yeah, same.
Like, I told everybody about it. I can't mm-hmm. quit thinking about it. I was trying to recap it to Perry, and I was like, and then the Taliban, and he's like, what? You were just talking about mops in Utah. And I'm like, yeah. I know. That's what I'm
and
telling
then
you.
And Homeland Security. I mean, yes. it's just...
It's the Black wild. Ops team.
Oh my gosh. It's wild.
It is wild. I'm going to tell you one thing that it gave me a real side eye, and we'll talk about it more on Patreon, but I have some concerns about Homeland Security and their lack of fact checking.
I think that might be a valid concern considering.
Wow.
It is, y'all, it's, I've never, I just, you can't believe it when you're listening uh-uh. to it, and you wouldn't believe it. If it was a book that was fiction, you would yeah. say, this is too far-fetched.
That's
they
it.
They really got away from themselves. This completely jumped the shark, but it was real life.
It's real life.
And my goodness, goodness.
Something else. I cannot even tell you.
I needed a little bit of, after I listened to that truly for like 3 days in a row, you know, that's what uh-huh. I was listening to whenever I had a chance to listen. So I had to kind of balance myself out over the weekend. And so I made a point, this was yesterday afternoon. This was Sunday. I came home from church and uh-huh. put on like some warm pajamas because, you know, it's gotten cold here.
Yeah.
And I knew that Jackson was coming over to wash clothes, but before he got here, I was like, I'm going to watch the last episode of Great British Baking Show, because y'all know we've done a whole experiment where we got rid of all our streaming except for Peacock and Apple TV, and then we switched to YouTube TV. But then I had to add in the ESPN thing because I needed to watch football. And then I was like, well, we need Netflix. And then yesterday, David said, well, Landman's coming back on. I'm going to need Paramount Plus. Is that what that show's called? Landman?
Yes, Landman. Okay. Yeah.
And I was like, well, I think there's an American Express offer for that. So we've added three back in just not even a month. But I'd been watching before we got rid of Netflix, Great British Baking Show. And I've caught back up since we've had Netflix again. But I watched the season finale of that, which was just, it was lovely. It was so good. And I got so teary and just the sweetest competitors. And the whole vibe of it just feels medicinal almost. It's like the best kind of medicinal, you know, like a.
Yeah, I love that.
It's just so joyful. And so I watched that. And then I started watching, since I have Netflix again, I started watching the third season of The Diplomat. Have you started watching this?
No, I have not. I've never watched The Diplomat.
Okay. So the first season I liked of The Diplomat, but it was very foreign policy heavy to the point that at certain times I felt a little lost. Like, sometimes I was like, oh, I think I am now minoring in political science and being forced to come up to a certain level in terms of my understanding of public policy. But it was great. And then I really love the second season. This third season, it is fantastic because it's as much about relationships as it is about the political stuff. Carrie Russell's character is the American ambassador to Great Britain in this show. So she's a diplomat, which is why it's called The Diplomat. You're welcome.
Okay. Yes. So,
yes. So, but it's, you've got her, you've got this guy named Rufus Sewell who plays her husband, and then you've got Allison Janney, who is fantastic in everything she does. And then this season, Bradley Whitford, who was with Allison Janney in The West Wing, is now playing her husband in The Diplomat. And just the four of them on screen together is magic. So love that. And I'm going to watch the last episode tonight. And then the other thing I want to make sure to mention that I have listened to, I cannot even tell you how many times in the last 2 weeks since it came out, Leslie Adams Jr., Aaron Burr from Hamilton, and gifted in many other ways, has a new album that came out a couple of weeks ago, and it's called An Offering. And it's a live recording at these studios in New York City. And it is, it's a little bit of standards, a little bit of covers, a little bit of jazz. It's just gorgeous. And it's like, it will lower your blood pressure. And this is not an actual like medical promise, but it makes it feel like, it feels like your blood pressure lowers by about 10 to 20 points when you listen. You know, it's so calming. It's just beautiful. So anyway, it's a real treat to listen to. So I'll be sure to link to that.
Okay. I love that. Now I finally watched, I can't remember when I started it, but I was like, I need a show. So I finally watched Chad Powers on Hulu. Have you watched Chad Powers?
I have not.
Listen, I love it. I finished it. It's only six episodes, but it was so good. Glenn Powell, of course, is he's not bad to look at.
He's
darling. And it's good. It's very, to me, it was very Ted Lasso-esque vibes, kind of. But a lot of college football, you'll love it. It's my good friend Kirk Herbstreit makes an appearance in it. So,
your bestie.
My bestie. Uh-huh. But it's good. It's totally worth watching. I don't know why I hadn't watched it, but I really liked it. So I watched Chad Powers, highly recommend. I watched six episodes. It went really fast.
Okay.
And then I have started on Caroline's recommendation. And y'all, I'm only like five episodes in on this. So I don't know how bad it's going to get. It's not for the children is what I'm going to say, but it is it's Maxton Hall. Have you heard about Maxton Hall on Amazon Prime?
No.
Well, it's German, so you have to watch it with subtitles. I was like, I don't know. But it's kind of a Gossip Girl / The Summer I Turned Pretty. So what I'm telling you is it is the Venn diagram of a Melanie Schenkel show.
Yeah, it really is. It's right up your alley. Yeah.
It is.
The fact that you're watching it with subtitles really communicates some things to me about how you feel about it, because you would not stick with it if you weren't intrigued.
No, I wouldn't. And it's, and like the first episode, I was kind of like, I don't know. But then like by the second episode, I was like, oh, I'm fully hooked. And so you can do, so I've got it both ways. So it's dubbed in English. So, you know, their words don't match what their mouth is saying.
Yeah.
But then I also have the subtitles turned on because sometimes they're texting. And so those are all in German. And so to read the text... And sometimes the written subtitles don't line up with what is dubbed over for them in English.
This can only be good for your brain health, though. This has
That's
to
what
be.
I think.
It's kind of like doing math, you know? I mean, yeah. Like, it feels like it would be helpful.
It does.
In terms of working all the different lobes of your brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm telling you, I am fully in on Maxton Hall. So okay. It's really like, if you like that, if you're a summer, I turn pretty, just know. But like I told Caroline, the acting is much better than it is in the summer, which is a real low bar. It's a low bar.
I don't want to be disparaging of the cast of the summer I turn pretty, but my impression for those 10 minutes I watched was not great, but
no, they can't afford better actors because of all the Taylor Swift music.
That's right. Well,
Maxton Hall is in Germany, but it's at a private school called Maxton Hall. And I'm gonna tell you, they have fantastic school uniforms. They're navy with hot pink. So sometimes it's really fetching is what I'm gonna tell you.
So, I love that you use the word fetching.
It felt right. I read it on a subtitle. It was on a German subtitle.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I know. Well, that's one I have not heard of. So
yeah. So anyway, it's a good, if you just are looking for, as I was, just something that didn't require a lot of thought and or for me to follow a real specific plot.
Yeah.
It's the perfect thing. Okay. So yeah. So there's that. Now, is it time for five favorites?
Time for five favorites, and I'm gonna kick us off with an unusual product, but one that I have really come to enjoy. This at this point, I just consider this as a tip from a 97-year-old woman. David has had a whole thing going on with his eyes. I don't have to get into all that, but one of the things the doctor recommended was that he get some like heated mask thing to wear on his eyes to rest his eyes at night. So David ordered these from Amazon, and I was so intrigued. I was like, well, I would like to try one. Let me tell you something. If you are a person who, especially now that it's colder, like you like a heating pad at night, you like to snuggle up, may I just commend to you the disposable steam eye masks from Amazon. These little wonders, it's like pocket warmers, but for your eyes. And you unwrap it and you loop it over your ears, and it just rests on your eyes, and it's self-heating and it gets increasingly warm. And so like if you get in bed and you're on a heating pad and then you get one of these and it's like, well, now my face is warm. This is delightful.
Yeah.
It just feels really good. And so the ones we have are unscented because he can't have any like allergens or irritants, but they come in all kinds of, like you can find them that are lavender scented or lemon scented or whatever you like. But it's just kind of a nice little pampering thing. It's like wearing, you know, like a little gel patch under your eye, except it covers your whole eye. And if you're trying to relax, being able to close your eyes feels like a little bit of a relief you didn't know you needed. So
okay,
I just think they're kind of fun. And granted, I'm not dealing with an eye situation, so I don't have any negative feelings toward them. I just think it's relaxing to cover your eyes with this little steam mask. And it just gets warmer and warmer. It lasts about 25 minutes. It's delightful.
Oh, okay. Listen, maybe that's what I need for Saturday night after I have my big full day of 11 a.m. football.
I mean, seriously, you didn't know your eyes would respond to warmth like they do. So I love those. The next thing is I love a crew neck sweater. I don't like a sweater that's super fitted around the bottom. And I really love this Airy Softest Luxe crew sweater.
Oh, this is cute.
Isn't it cute? I got the one that's blue that has a dog on it. And because, you know, dogs are everywhere this season on all the clothes. But they also have just some really cute stripes. It's a great basic, but it's soft and it's warm. And I love being able to throw on something like this with a pair of leggings.
Yeah.
And, you know, some boots of some sort. And you feel like you're put together, but you're actually very comfortable. So
that's real cute. Oh, yeah. I'm going to add that to cart. I'm going to have to decide what color.
Yes. There are all kinds of cute colors to choose from.
Yeah, I love that.
Also, this is also dog related because I'm not trying to be a downer, but you know, we still miss Hazel and we're about to have Christmas without Hazel and it's cold and that makes me miss Hazel because she was such a good snuggler. Anyway, I was thinking about Hazel and Christmas and all the things. And I was looking on CraftSpring, which is for some reason, I love a felt ornament. I love a felt ornament. And I got Moses ornaments from them a couple of years ago. I got another ornament from them this year. They have a big Moses. Mm-hmm. But I ordered the St. Francis with pets ornament. It's just like my little nod to Hazel for the Christmas season. So it's just, and it's precious. It's probably like, I don't know, maybe 5 inches tall. And I like that when I decorate our tree, which I'll probably do next weekend, I just like that I have something that will remind me of her. But
oh,
I love, I love the CraftSpring stuff because it's felt and it feels homey and they've just got such good stuff. You feel like you can commemorate anything in your life you want to commemorate. You know, you can find something there. So,
oh, that's real sweet. And that's why I love that.
The fourth thing are my pants from Anthropologie that I have wanted to include in five favorites about three other weeks that are finally on their website. Turns out, y'all, they're pajama bottoms, but we're just going to keep it moving.
They don't look like pajama bottoms.
They don't.
I've seen them in person, and I would have never thought they were pajama bottoms.
Nor would I sleep in them. Like,
yeah, no.
But they're so soft. They wash like a dream. I do turn them inside out when I wash them. They wash like a dream. They're great just with a sweatshirt, a denim shirt, a white shirt. You can wear them all kinds of different ways. You can wear them. Listen, here I go. Here comes Martha.
Yeah, here you go.
You can, they're very versatile, but they're so, so soft. And because they're quilted, they're just they've got a little bit more, I don't know, just warmth to them than a normal, regular old pair of cotton pants. But I love them and I wear them at least once a week. And I don't care that they're pajama bottoms. I think they look cuter than just a regular pajama bottom. And I think they are fun and versatile. So I am passing those along. And then this next thing, I'm so happy to have discovered this product because I like to fly Delta, you know, as much as I can.
Yes.
I always am sad when the flight attendant comes by and says, would you like a pair of headphones? And you have to take them because that's the only way to listen. You have to plug them in. The sound's not good. You know, don't have all the luxury of your noise canceling headphones when you're just with the little earbuds.
Yeah.
But this is an adapter that you can plug in to that headphone jack on the back of the seat. And then you can connect your AirPods that way. And this particular adapter, you can actually connect like, you know, like if two people need to connect, you can, like if you've got a kid with you or something. So you can connect up to two pairs of wireless headphones to it, but you don't have to sacrifice your noise canceling of the headphones that you prefer or the AirPods you prefer to watch something that's on the Delta screen. I wish I had had this adapter a couple of weeks ago when I was really trying to keep up with football on the plane and having to listen with the Delta little earbud headphones. But I think this is actually a great stocking stuffer, I think, if for somebody who travels a lot, because, you know, you just... It's helpful to be able to hear whatever you're watching. So.
Yeah. What a concept.
What a concept.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're watching Maxton Hall and then you've got subtitles.
That's right. So I love noise canceling on a plane.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's there. You just have more opportunities to get distracted if you lose your noise canceling. So this way you get to keep noise canceling. And you still get to watch that screen on the back of the seat. So,
well, these are great. Listen, these are great. I think those steam eye masks, those would be, speaking of, 'tis the season, but great little stocking stuffers too.
Yes. And you could get just one box and you could spread them out. Everybody get three, you know, like you don't necessarily need need a full box. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I think to do the steam eye mask twice a week for me would be really like goals for the winter. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to use tons and tons of them. So
yeah. Anyway. But no, I think that's a great, listen, that's a great, this is a great. So thank you for these.
You're so welcome. I think your microphone just went away.
Did it?
Yeah, but that's okay because we're finished. So what's it matter?
We're finished. I don't know what happened. We'll troubleshoot that for next week.
Yeah, it just, I don't know. Maybe it didn't. Maybe it was just a little glitch in the matrix. But anyway.
Okay. I don't know. All right.
That's all we got, y'all.
All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. And we will see y'all next week.
Talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.